Okay, well, I'm Genie. I'm a member of the Pleasant Revolution. We're a bike music tour from California, from Northern California. We're touring through Europe for 6 months. We started in England. We've done this entire trip without taking airplanes. So we took a train from California to New York. From New York, we took a cruise ship to England. It was by sea. It took 7 days. And then we were in England, and after that, Netherlands, Germany, Czech Republic. And so now we're here in Vienna now. Next week we go to Austria, to Budapest. I'm not to Austria, to Hungary, to Budapest for the Sziget Festival. That's what we're doing next. And doing it all by bike, trains sometimes. But that's what we're doing.
Why did you decide to do that?
Our group leader, Kipchoge, that's the leader of the group, he got the vision. If you go to our website, do you know our website?
Yes, I read the website.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, our group leader, Kipchoge, basically was touring and decided that he would rather tour the U.S. with bikes instead of, using automobiles, to bring consciousness to let people know that it's a reality, that you could actually have a real alternative to cars and really do what you want to do in a different way that's more conscious and also more pleasant. That's why it's called the Pleasant Revolution, because it's nice, it's beautiful to do it this way. I mean, cars stress people out, and whatnot, destroy the environment. And so that's the idea, that's the theme.
So it was nothing about that you didn't have the that you did not have the money for the gasoline, and you chose a cheaper way.
It's that too, but it's also, but more importantly, because these are, these bikes are highly specialized. They're called extra cycles, carrying like 200 pounds of weight, everything we need. These are top of the line bikes. They're very specialized, for this kind of thing. There's not a lot of these right now, so they're expensive because people aren't buying a lot yet. But once people start buying a lot, the prices can come down. So we got sponsored for a lot of things. We got the bikes for at cost, so for about half off or something, Our helmets, our shoes, a lot of things, our lights, gloves, everything was sponsored, because of what we're doing, because of the idea behind it. And so so it's really wonderful, it's really beautiful. We pretty much have our whole home on the bicycle, our tent, sleeping bag. I got my computer, my gear, clothes, everything.
This bike right now.
Well, not this is about half of what I have. I only brought my musical gear and some clothes to do laundry, but usually it's like you have these big dry bags. See, like those black bags? Those are dry bags. And those are full. So he's carrying a cello, if you notice over there. And it's been really amazing, because not just that we're getting to see the country, but really see every country, by land. And on bicycle, there's something very spiritual about being on a bicycle. It's like you really flow. You're taking the air in, you're circulating your whole body, and all your senses are very awake. And we get stronger on this trip. I've been healthier than I've ever been back home in San Francisco.
And you lost a lot of weight?
Well, I'm already small, but a lot of people, they get stronger, I'm much healthier.
Did you do any special training before you started the tour?
Well, I didn't. Other people did. But the thing is, I was a full-time performer for the last 8 years, full-time musician. So they saw a video of me and asked me to be on the tour, and I was like, sure, that sounds wonderful. But on the tour, your body gets, it's difficult a little bit, but you get used to it on tour.
How do you finance yourself on tour? You just live on what people give on the street, if you play on the street?
Everything.
Or you get money from
the festivals, they pay. Festivals, they pay. But since we have the pedal-powered sound system, we can set up a concert wherever we want, and then do get money, whatever donations, and we sell music. That's the thing. We have CDs, and so we sell our CDs, and that's how we are able to, support this. And a lot of people are very kind and generous. They share with us,
I read that you play you call it
scratch guitar. Basically I make everything from scratch. I'm kind of influenced by the turntable of scratching, like DJ world. So it was like a double entendre, the scratch and make it from scratch, but also because I'm imitating a lot of the DJ type syncopation sound style and technique. I started creating it about 10 years ago, that style. I've been playing about 20 years, but 10 years ago I started to create the style. And then 8 years ago I decided, okay, I think I can do this as a, so I dropped everything and went full time from that point on, and I've been for 8 years, and it's been the most amazing, beautiful. I mean, I couldn't imagine doing anything else. It's given me so much, but also I'm sharing with, you know, the rest of the world, and so it's very nice, very beautiful.
Yeah, I listened to it on the website.
Oh, cool! Do you see the videos?
Yet.
Watch the videos, because right. the style of what I do is unique.
Because unfortunately I'm not able to listen to you tonight. You're going to play at
Radavise.
Oh, well, yeah, in the evening. Go because I won't be there in the evening.
Well, go to the YouTube page. Is it youtube.com/thegeniemusic?
Yes.
T-H-E-G-N-I-E music. You can see the style, because I do the live looping, and it's unique. No one in the world does the way I do it. You know what I mean? So you'll definitely enjoy it.
And on days like today, you know, are there some moments where you kind of regret what you're doing? When you ask yourself, why the hell am I here?
Well, we all knew ahead of time. Uh-huh. We all knew, so we all have like water, you know, everything is, we're able to be waterproof. So we knew that sometimes it would rain. So in a way, it's like, if you're prepared, it's beautiful. If you're not prepared, it's not beautiful, you know?
Sure.
You know, so, and it's good, because doing this tour forced me to learn how to prepare for this. Back in San Francisco, I was just, you know, in a house, in a car, and I didn't even have a raincoat. I was like, whatever, I'll just have an umbrella, maybe, if it rains. No, but never was never really truly prepared to survive. Here, it's like we're surviving. But it's beautiful. I have a, like I said, like a tent, inflatable bed, sleeping bag. And the truth is, I started to realize back home, I was getting depressed always sleeping in a room, in the same room, day after day, week after week, month after year, it's like, this is not like real, you know. It's, something about it is like not. Whereas doing this, we've got, you know, gotten to be and sleep in some of the most amazing places, you know, and truly, yeah, like I said, it's very spiritual.